It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Nearly all of the individuals in our Bicentennial Biography series were included for their noteworthy deeds, but one individual was added as a result of his connection to one of the most infamous incidents in Chautauqua County's 200-year history. The Damon family came to the town of Pomfret in 1816. The group consisted of a mother and a father, along with four rough and intemperament sons. Martin was the most well-known of the family, serving as a skilled stonecutter and creating fine headstones for local cemeteries in the area. Joseph quarried the stones used by Martin, many of which came from the Damon Quarry in Leona. Joseph Damon was described as a powerfully built man, fully 6 feet tall and proportioned accordingly. On April 24, 1834, Joseph, who was 33 at the time, murdered his wife with a fireplace poker because, it is said, she read the Bible. He was tried for murder in Mayville in September of that year and was defended by attorneys James Mullett and Jacob Houghton of Fredonia. Joseph was convicted of murder and sentenced to death by public hanging. The date of the execution was set for May 15, 1835 in Mayville. It was declared a local holiday and an estimated 10,000 men, women, and children came from all over the county to witness the hanging. When the drop fell, the fastening of the rope broke, and Damon fell to the ground. At that point, he pleaded to the sheriff to postpone the execution, but it was declined and he was again led up the gallows, this time the hanging proving successful. Following the execution, a general outcry against public hangings arose across the state. The death of Joseph Damon would be the first and only public execution in Chautauqua County's history. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.